هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
Due to COVID-19 and, of course, the restrictions and lockdown in Melbourne, it has been hard for everyone to socialise or even get together or have any sort of community planning. This is why we are talking today to Bilge Güler from Azadi Youth Society in Victoria about the way in which they have been trying to get the community together in an online forum or just staying informed and staying connected. Bilge, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you.
Just give us an overview of how your organization, Azadi Youth Society, have been trying to keep the community connected. And can you tell us a little bit about the ways in which you have come up with to do so?
So we noticed a real lack of connection between the youth in our society and the Kurdish community. And in order to, I guess, tackle this issue, we decided that currently, because we can't meet up face to face, we could organise online sessions and just create more of an online platform where people could connect, where they could share opinions, where they could be educated, and where they could educate others. I did have a conversation with a few people from my community, and the concept of these online sessions came as a result of those discussions. They shared the need for a connection as well.
So how have you achieved that?
So we formed a session called Keeping Up with the Kurds. We organised it so that it was a fortnightly Zoom meeting where we would address certain topics. And then this evolved into a session that was based on mental health and how people are coping with COVID and the current lockdowns and isolation during this time as well. So it's really flexible and adaptable on the needs of our community and where our community really wants to take this.
Okay, so how has the feedback been so far in general? Are people enjoying it and finding it useful? And how many people would you say are able to participate?
Look, at the most, our most popular Zoom session was the one based on mental health, and we did have 16 participants, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was an achievement for us. The participation numbers have been quite low, which is why, as a committee, one of our biggest priorities is now to boost our Instagram following, because this is where we engage with a lot of our community. So if we put our energy towards our Instagram following and getting people more involved that way, we are hoping that more participants will engage with our Keeping Up with the Kurds sessions also.
Sure. And have you organised, if you are talking about issues like mental health, which can be quite serious, are there professionals that can give opinions or some sort of advice through it? Or is it just basically, sharing knowledge and sharing experiences?
Well, our initial session on mental health was exactly what you mentioned. It was a sharing of experiences so that people could feel connected to others in their community. But our aim is to move beyond this, to engage with professionals in that dialogue as well. We have reached out to organisations such as Beyond Blue to give us a bit more direction in that area.
And just from one session like that, how do you judge the general mood of people? Are there a lot of anxiety, or are people finding ways to cope with this lockdown and COVID-19?
Yeah, so a lot of people are dealing with anxiety, and one way, I guess, to sort of combat anxiety is to talk to other people that share those feelings. And I think once you share those feelings, it feels like a weight's been lifted from your shoulders. So a lot of people did express those feelings, and they were really happy to be a part of a conversation where other Kurdish youth in Victoria were also feeling the same way. So we can obviously all relate to each other, and it felt like a very safe space for people.
Sure. And what are the plans from here on? Do you have topics planned to kind of discuss in these sessions, or when is the next session and what topic will you be covering?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, at the moment, we have, as a committee, decided that we will be making some big changes to the way that we run our programs. This is now going to change to once a month meetings, which are much more organised. We are hoping to get guest speakers in, and we hope to have it to be a very structured kind of program, because that was what the feedback was telling us. Mm-hmm. Going forward, we are hoping, of course, it's really hard in this lockdown setting, but we are hoping to develop some community events as well. We would really like to connect to other Kurdish communities around Australia, but also other cultural minority communities within Melbourne itself, and build a relationship with these communities and see where that could take us as well.
Mm-hmm. Great initiatives. Bilge Güler, we thank you so much for your time and for all the insight about your community connection sessions in Melbourne through Azadi Youth Society. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.